This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Edward Snowden's impact on revelations about government surveillance around the world continues to affect the business of cloud computing. You may have seen last week's headline about Amazon building a server farm in Germany due to regulations about where German citizens' data is stored. This isn't just happening in the West. This week, Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi announced that it planned its own data center in India. New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood joins us to talk about this. Molly, do you know where all your data is being stored?
I know exactly where it all is and who has it and who's getting it, don't I?
I'm thinking that mine are all on Google servers somewhere. But Xiaomi is building this data center because of concerns about privacy?
Yeah, and in fact, I would say even stronger concerns. You know, Xiaomi has had such an interesting rise to fame, but there have been problems with Chinese-made smartphones before. And in fact, some of them were even banned from being sold, or there were trade restrictions put on them because of concerns that they might be carrying spyware.
Literal spyware.
Literal spyware, actual espionageware that was pre-installed by the Chinese government. And Xiaomi is hoping to allay some of those concerns by telling its users, we will not store your data on Chinese servers.
It seems like this is sort of a growing trend, this idea of companies having to actually put their data centers within the national borders of countries that they serve.
Customers are more and more concerned about their information. They want to know who has access to it. And it's a smart move to attempt to reassure people up front. It is really interesting to contemplate. And I wonder, you know, if at some point some country will step up and say, you know, we are the Switzerland of data storage. You can safely store data here and we will not honor requests to sift through it. But then that question gets even more complicated if you don't trust the manufacturers involved either.
Our good friend and New York Times tech columnist, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.